The farmer's market at Forest Park in Springfield, now well into its 17th season, offered a first Tuesday. Wine sold by the bottle and given out in small samples.
The raspberry, I like the raspberry.
You can taste the raspberry and the liquor in it.
It's the balance.
Yeah.
The new vendor was very well received.
It's good. Try it, Hank. It's good.
All right, I'll try it.
And it's not real bitter. It's not sickeningly sweet.
No, it's nice and fruity.
Just nice. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Mount Warner Vineyards of Hadley was given Springfield's first ever license to sell wine at a farmer's market. Bobby Kamen, the co-proprietor of the farm winery, said they decided to try out the Springfield market after successfully participating in farmers markets in Amherst and Greenfield.
Farmers markets are tremendous for local wineries. We are growing our own product, and it's great to be able to share it. And we take a lot of pride in being able to make good wine from grapes that we grow. We have one good acre in Hadley and 8 different varieties. All French American hybrids developed for our cold climate short growing season, and we love to make wine and love to share it.
Kamen said local food advocates who frequent farmers markets are good customers for local wineries.
People really like local. They really like the local, and it's so much fun because people say, wine from Hadley? And they taste it, and people's reaction, they go, wow, this is good, and it's so much fun. So a combination of local and wine is a great combination.
The Massachusetts legislature in 2010 authorized local wineries to sell at farmers markets and agricultural fairs. A report on the program in 2012 by the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources surveyed 18 wineries that sold at 63 farmers markets. A majority reported an increase in visits to their wineries and more brand awareness. Belrita Novak, the longtime manager of the farmers market at Forest Park, said farmers markets help the agricultural industry in Massachusetts, and wineries are part of that industry.
Farmers markets throughout the country have overwhelmingly been helpful to help smaller farms stay in business. So this is just part of the same, it's on the same continuum.
Novak, who lobbied regulatory authorities in Springfield for 2 years to get a license for a wine vendor, predicted the new vendor will attract more people to the weekly farmers market.
We have a very mixed market. By that I mean is that we have some people who come and spend maybe $100 or more a week. And then we have other people who come with their WIC coupons, and maybe that's the only time we'll ever see them. So because it's a mixed market, that means that we have all different kinds of customers coming, and people who have the deeper pockets would be more likely to spend money on local wine.
Novak said she has invited a second regional winery to become a vendor at the farmers market. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.